It is the review after Liverpool 0, Crystal Palace 3. At this point, gents, I'd probably take playing them on Christmas Day if it meant I could stick one over on Oliver Glasner and ruin his dinner. That's how determined I am, just to leave one on him at this point. But as it is, he gets to leave Anfield again after getting a result against Liverpool. Let's deal with the optics, shall we, Sean? So, if you watch Schlott's press conference post-match, his argument is that this is the strongest second string he could field, and injuries have meant that it looks weaker than it is, and the bench is where the obvious contention comes with that conversation. So Schlott's argument is this isn't breaking with tradition. It's just different because of the injuries Liverpool have currently got. But, I mean, when you look at the call he's had to make there, the management of the dressing room, the taking players out, the focus on Villa, you know, the first team are all there, knowing Palace are going to go strong and they do, and ultimately just making sure that you have to salvage some form of character from that result because the odds are you're not going to go through. It is quite a big call from him still, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, having the first team there, I mean, that's interesting just because of the dressing room setup. You can make an argument that you go, lads, have you seen the forecast for tonight? You may not want to have all the wind and the rain getting you, so just stay at home and have a hot chocolate. But I think if you're asking senior players to participate in a fixture like last night, where I don't think any of them would have been doing a cartwheel about the circumstances, when you think about it that way, I think there's an element of good collectiveness of as many of the senior players as possible being together and you all being there and all sticking together in that. And right now, I think from an off the pitch togetherness front, that's no bad thing. You know, you can argue, like, is it worth them having to drive all the way out there in kit, sit through them conditions, drive all the way home, depending on how they get out of Anfield and all that kind of thing, how long it takes them to get home, are they having a bit of a later night and all that kind of thing. But I think them kind of elements are far outweighed by the togetherness element of it. I think, you know, if you put yourself in the shoes of, particularly if you put yourself in the shoes of Joe Gomez, if you've got to play at Anfield with the current run of form, current pressure on Liverpool, coming up against a very strong selection from Crystal Palace, put yourself in Joe Gomez's shoes for the last 35 minutes of that game.